Oui, bonjour. Hello.
My name is Steph Paquette. Welcome to Bisaison.
Bisaison. Bisaison.
Kwe kwe, doors, pichet, ni dejne kaz, amo soswan kinomade wigwam, ni tajik kinomage. Kaush kemach tawaj, naj, nanen kate waj, ni kinomawag. Ni kachemen wendan ik kinomawag, kije anishina bemwaj, migwech.
Now, in case you didn't catch all that, or if you're like me and you don't speak the language, my guest was kind enough to repeat everything in English.
Hi, my name is Doris Pichette. I teach at Amo Suswan School. I teach from grade pre-K to grade 5. I'm from Long Point, and I've been teaching for over 35 years now. I'm not young anymore. And you see all that, eh? One time, a few years back, there was a family that the parents came and see me, and he said, "Did you notice?" She says, "That all my kids," she says, "she must have been about maybe I don't know how many kids she had, about 5, I guess. You taught them all, and they all graduated, and they're all." And you taught them all? I said, "Wow, that's something." Yeah.
Now, after teaching for 35 years, most teachers would long for retirement. But for some teachers, just like Doris, retirement just isn't for them.
I retired for 1 year. And during that year, 6 months later, I told my husband, "No, I'm not ready to retire. I want to go back to work. I found I know there's nothing else to do once you're done cleaning my house and everything. I didn't have nothing else to do, so I was getting bored being at home. So I said, I want to go back to work. So this is what I decided. I applied, and then they were looking for an Algonquin teacher. So I applied for the job, and I said, I'm going to give it a try. So ever since that, I enjoyed teaching the Algonquin language. It's fun because you see the students are really, they really want to learn the language, especially the smaller or the small ones. And they pick up so easy, and right away you should hear them when they speak their language. The small ones are really right into it, and they really want to learn, you know, and they say words that, you know, just amazing how they want to learn the language. That's what amazes me. This is why I want to continue teaching as. Because you see them, they want to learn the language.
Starting from the pre-Ks to the grade ones, they catch on just like that. And you should see they speaking in the kindergartens. The kindergarten teacher was saying, "Oh, you should see them. She's all they're speaking. They pick up the language. Really, really nice. Yeah, she gets all surprised to see them like that. You know, really. And it is true. They're really." The small one, the pre-Ks, they're 4 years older. Oh, really cute to hear them. Yeah.
A few years back, we had our Algonquin classroom. And in that classroom, we just had the flashcards, cards with the just Algonquin. Everything was in Algonquin. And that's how they picked up so fast. Is by using all those words that they seen on the wall and just leaving them there, and you kept adding them. And, you know, our classroom was full of words. But now, ever since this pandemic, we don't have our classroom, which is kind of difficult now because of that, you know, because they don't see it on the wall. That's why it's kind of difficult now, but they're still learning. But I found it a lot easier at the time when we had our own classroom. I hope this pandemic will be over pretty soon so that we can go back to our own class, have our own classroom and everything.
Now, I doubt that Doris is the only school teacher hoping to set foot once again in a classroom at the start of the new school year. But for Doris, the reason is quite simple.
I like teaching our language to our students.
And I believe that if we continue to learn the students our language won't be lost.
Well, Doris, here's to many more years of you teaching the language to future generations. Miigwech to Amélie Brassard for the recording, miigwech to Samian for the music, and gachi miigwech to all of you for listening. My name is Steph Paquette, and this is Besaysin, a project initiated by Min Washin.